John was very upset this morning when he read the post. He allegedly had information on Ableton 2 weeks before it surged. He said he never can't conceive of where it came from.
We had nothing. Nothing. Except the newspaper stories from St. Louis, which was in the public business, you know. Buchanan is from St. Louis, and he said there were newspaper stories about Eagleton's drinking and about his having been put away about an hour. That's the only thing we ever heard about Eagleton.
Well, I thank God. I think this doctor's name would be a phony. So do I. It was so carefully written.
I would have it, incidentally, I would have it investigated. And having put under a lie to tell a column that I'd imagine that Peterson investigated immediately.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Had circumstances.
And investigated. This is one that we'll knock their brains out on if they start to pull this. Thank God.
Yeah, I talked about the fact he has a problem too. He recognized it. In fact, he's been anxious to cut off a week ago. And the same thing,
he just can't do it because we're just
taking time. And I told him I was going to move Larry and Todd Hullen across the street just for their own protection, right, their long-term viability. And I talked to Larry, he understands that.
Good.
I didn't, you know, if a young guy like that surfaces,
right,
and suddenly he becomes an issue, then he's got to be